Hey, good morning.
Paige, I grew up in New Hampshire, and I do not know what Keno is. Can you explain it?
It's funny you say that, because I grew up right over the border in Massachusetts, where you can't go to any bar or restaurant and not find Keno. I grew up playing it with my family and even played it myself recently. So anyone with a liquor license will be able to have this now in New Hampshire. The idea is kind of like bingo. You go up, get this pink slip, you put in your numbers, and then every 4 or 5 minutes, a computer generates 20 numbers. And basically how it's displayed is on these video monitors, you know, screens up on the wall that will generate these numbers so you can tell if your numbers matched with the ones that were picked.
Is it noisy like slot machines?
It isn't. No, it's very silent. It's this TV on mute, and you could sit at your table eating your dinner with your family and just check off your numbers as you look at the screen.
So it's looking like it's going to be legal in New Hampshire. When should we expect to see Keno in our local restaurants and bars?
That's a good question. It could take some time, and it could actually be never for some towns. The way the bill is written, each town will have to vote and approve Keno. So basically, if you're a resident in your town, you'll be on a ballot question, and you get to weigh in whether you want these games at your local bar and restaurants. If towns do vote to allow it, the games will run from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and like most lottery games, you'll have to be 18 or older to play.
So this Keno debate is nothing new. Why now did lawmakers agree to back the concept?
Yeah, so you're right. This debate has been very similar for the past few years. Those against it say it will lead to addiction gambling, that it will take money away from the most vulnerable. And those for it say it's going to be a huge revenue generator. I mean, like I said, I lived in Massachusetts. Last year alone, they made over $900 million off Keno. A lot of people from New Hampshire also, it's been recorded, have crossed the border to play these games. So this is money people say that the state is losing out on as they're traveling to Massachusetts to play it. And why this time is different is Keno was tethered to funding full-day kindergarten programs in the state. But I'm not going to go too much more into that because our reporter Jason Moon will be talking about that later on our program, All Things Considered, later today.
Thanks, Paige.
Thank you.
To learn more about the game of Keno, where it's being played, and what states are making off of it, check out our detailed explainer on our website at nhpr.org.